they daven. Let's say you write the Megillah on two different sides, two different pieces of klofim, two different pieces of parchment. The lachar is psula, it's no good. Sefer, echod amar rachmona v'loy shnayim. It says, because of our sefer means one. You have to have one sefer, one klof, one piece of parchment, and not two parts of it. V'loy shnayim v'shloysh esvarim. Kosav ois achas u'mochak. Let's say the Kohen goes and writes down one ois, and then right away he puts this piece of parchment in the water, and it gets erased. Then, umachat oisachas. Then, v'kosav oisachas, he writes the next ois, the next letter, umachat oisachas, and he erases that. And that's the way he goes through how he writes this whole Megillah. That instead of doing it, the locher is psula, it's no good. Because the pasuk says, "V'osolo ha'koyin as kol ha'tera hazois." That first the koyin has to write the whole Megillah. He has to write down all the psukim he's supposed to write on the piece of parchment on the cloth, and then you take this cloth and put it into the water. But if you just write one ois and then right away you put it into the water and erase it, that's psula. That's not what the Torah says. "V'osolo ha'koyin as kol ha'tera hazois." Mashma, first the koyin has to make the whole Megillah. And then he could put it into the water to erase it. Boyi Rava. Rava asked a question like this. What's going to be Kosav Beis Megillois L'Shtei Soites? Is that day in the Beis Hamikdash? There are two different people brought their wives to Alsa Soita to the Kohen. And the Kohen now went to write down two Megillas. He wrote one for Sarah, one for Leah. He wrote the two Megillas. So the Kohen wrote the Beis Megillos L'Shtei Soites. So far everything is good. You're allowed to do that. Then umoch kon l'toich kois echod. But then the Kohen puts both Megillas into one cup of water. Mahu, what's the lacha? Is that good for the mechikas of the Megillah or not? Ksiva lishma bina and v'ika. Is the ika that it has to be written lishma, means for her purpose, means you have to have in mind exactly that when you write this Megillah, you're writing it for this wife, for Sarah. So here, when the Kohen wrote each Megillah, he knew exactly for which lady he's writing it for. So the Ksiva was done, Lishmo. Vika, that you have, that's enough. Rashi says, Lishmo means, Be'sefer li'atzmoi. You write each Megillah separate for each lady. So the Ksiva, the Pasuk says, Ve'osalo. You have to make it for her, means Lishmo. Lishmo means for her sake. Because the Kohen has to write this Megillah now for this lady, for this Sarah, for that layer. He has to write a separate Megillah for each one, and that he did over here. So now it should be kosher. I dilma, no, maybe you need more than that. I dilma bi'ina nami mechika lishma. Maybe when you go to erase the Megillah, it also has to be done separately, as if you're erasing it now lishma, l'shem sara. You're erasing it lishma, l'shem leya. So if the Kohen took both Megillahs and put it into the same cup of water at the same time, that's not good. Not considered a special nice, a special action of erasing it, l'shem, for the purpose of this lady. You're doing them both together. So Rashi says, mechika nami, because l'shmo liatzmo means, l'shmo here will mean, you have to erase it separately. It has to be a separate nice of erasing, each one separately. Sheyei nikira mechika chi l'shmo, should be nikira, we could tell, each mechika is being done separately for this lady. But if you do them together, we can't see it's being done for each one. So maybe you need mechika l'shmo, so that's the shaila. V'yim tim tzalayim, and then he goes on, and even if you want to tell me that v'ina nami mechika l'shmo, yes, that the erasing also has to be done separately, that we see clearly each erasing is done for each one separate, you have to have a special mechika for Sarah, a special mechika for the other one. So, mochkon bebeis koisos, what's going to be those? Okay, he took both Megillahs, and he put each one into a separate kois. He erased each one separately. So he made it l'shmo. The mechika was done l'shmo. Each Megillah was erased separately l'shem. This sorrow l'shem that layer was done okay. But later, v'choza v'irvon. Then the Kohen went to mix up the two kaises together. Mahu. And then he first let each side to drink half of it. What's the lacha then? Mechika l'shma binar v'ika. Is it enough that you have to have the mechika, the erasing has to be done l'shma, and that you have over here? Or dilma maybe holav di day koshasi. No, there's a lach in drinking the water also. Each one has to drink his, her cup. The cup has to be hers from the beginning until the end. She has to drink her cup. Like even the shtiyah, the drinking has to be done lishmo, like nikkur, that it's her cup. So over here you don't v'holavdi dei koshasi, and over here you don't have that. Since the kaya now mixed up both cups together, and each one is drinking half of the cup, but it's not nikkur, her cup, so maybe that's no good. So that's another question. Then he goes further. V'yim tim tzalayim, if you want to tell me, holavdi do koshasi, that here it's no good, because she did not drink her own cup, that the loch of lishma means from the beginning until the end. The ksiva, the writing of the Megillah has to be done separate for her, the mechika has to be done for her, and the shtiyah, the drinking has to be done separately. And here, since it was mixed up together, you don't have that, so it's no good. For her, lav de dei koshasi. Yeah. But what's going to be now? Choza v'cholkan maho. What's going to be like this? First they made the ksiva separately and the erasing separately. Then the kohen mixed the two cups together. And now before they go to drink it, he separates the two cups. He puts the two cups again, to this one cup, back into two cups. Maho, what's the halacha? Is it kosher now or not? Do we say yesh breira or yein breira? If we say yesh breira, that means we could, dividing, you're doing right now, we say that's exactly it. That the cup, the mouth of water that's going back into Sarah's cup, that was always her water. And the cup that's remaining, the water that's remaining in Leah's cup, was always Leah's water. So we could say yesh breira. So that even though you hold they have to drink their own separate cup, like they have to drink their own water, it's considered now like they are drinking their own water. Or maybe no, maybe we don't say breira. So take it, this last shayla, we have it for suffix. If you say yesh breira or ain't breira. Here Tosa speaks out that this breira here is not like the usual breira in Shas. Like even though usually we pass him in the rice to ain't breira, when things get mixed up and then you divide them up, we don't say this is dividing, this is the original thing the way it was before, but we hold ain't breira. But here Tosa says it's better, because over here at the beginning it was separate. At the beginning, each one had their own separate kais. So the water was mavuyah. There was separate water for Sarah and separate water for Leah. Just later they mixed the two together. And later, if they go and separate again, separate them, here it's better. Here's a tzad in the Gemara. Maybe we do say breira. Maybe we have a right to look at it as if the water that's going back into Sarah's cup, that was her water all the time. That's called yesh breira. And then if she drinks it, it would be kosher. And the other tzad is still, no, maybe we say ain't breira. So this is the Gemara obliged by a teiku. Moravaita. Boyi Rava. Rava asked a question like this. Hishka besif. What's going to be if she drinks her water with a straw? Besif, like a straw. She doesn't put her mouth to drink it directly from the glass, the way usually you drink, but she drinks with a straw. Now, is that called a good shtiyah or not? Bishvaferus maho. She drinks through a pipe. Same type of a shiloh. She has a pipe there, she drinks through the pipe. Mahu. Derech shtiyah bekach, or yein derech shtiyah bekach. The Torah says she has to drink. So whenever the Torah says something, it always means the normal manner. The question is this called the normal manner of drinking? If this is not called the normal manner, she's not mekayim the mitzvah. Mashmei all halachas is that way, by Shabbos also. When you're not allowed to do a lamates malachas, midirais it's only yossi, we do it kederech. We do it the normal manner. If you make a shinui, you do it a little bit differently, that's not awesome midiraisa. Once you do it a little bit differently, that's not what the Torah said. The Torah always says things in a normal manner. So here when the Torah says to midiran Shabbos, if you make a shinui, it's only awesome midirabonin. That's called kalacha yad, that's only awesome midirabonin. So here the question is, when the Torah says she has to drink, is this called the normal manner of drinking or not? The fact she's drinking with a straw or with a pipe? So it's also the Gemara obliged by Teiku. It's a suffix if she's yoitza the mitzvah or not. Boyi Ravashi. Ravashi asks another question. What's going to be nishpacha mehen? Let's say after they made the mechika, they erased the megillah in the water, and now she's supposed to go to drink the water. Before she went to drink it, some of the water spilled out, and only some of the water is left over. Or else, v'nishtaru mehen. Or else she drank some of the water, but not all the water. She left over some of the water. Mao, is that also good or not? Like, is the halacha that she has to drink up all the water, and then this is no good, because some got spilled out, but she left over some. Or maybe no, we don't care. As long as she drinks some of the water, that's enough. tekel, that's also a suffix, we're not sure what the halacha is. Omar Rav Zera says, Omar Rav, Beis Shavuos Amuras Besoita Loma. How come the Torah says two times to make a swear in the Pasha of Soita? How come you have to have it two times? What's the two Shavuos for? So the answer is, Achas Kodim Shanim Chako, once the Kohen makes a swear before they erase the Megillah, Shanim Chako Megillah, the Achas Liachas Shanim Chako. And the second time the Kohen makes a swear is after they erase the Megillah. Then they make a swear a second time. Maskev lo Rova, Rova has the question like this. Tavayu Kodim Shanim Chako Megillah Ksivon. In the Torah it says both Shavuos before they erase the Megillah. So Chorus Mashma, they make a swear two times before they erase the Megillah. So if so, what's the purpose of the two Shavuos? So the Gemara answers, Elo Amar Rava, Achas is Shavua Shiesh Imo Ola, one swearing is with the curse, V'yachas Shavua Shein Imo Ola, and one swearing is without the curse. The Rashi says, "Sheyeshi ma'ala, there's a curse with it." The pasuk says, "B'chadi minayu b'shuas ala." It says, "The shua of a curse." L'kam before Hashem will explain how do you have a swearing with a curse, and the other pasuk is without a curse. So that's why there are two like separate shuas here. One you make a swear that you'll get a curse also, and one is even without the curse. Now the Gemara says, "Heichi dami shua sheyeshi ma'ala." What's the case that we make a swear with the curse? Amarav Amram Amarav. Mashpieni Olecha, the Kohen tells, I'm making you swear. Shalom Nitmas, that you're telling me you do not have znus. I want you to swear to me that you do not have this znus. That you wife, you do not live with this other man. Shem Nitmas, because if you did do this znus, Yovi Becho, Yishno, then it will come for you. Then it will come for you, the klolos will come to you. So Rashi says, Mashpiech Olecha means Vishem, with Hashem's name. Shalom Nitmas, that you did not do this znus. Rashi Shah Taim Remeth, and you're saying the truth, Shlein Nitzmas. Hainu Shvua Sheini Mola. That's called a Shvua that has no Mola. Yeah. Well, that should be the Ranch Berg said, the Gersa should be, and we're going now, that's called a Shvua Sheyesh Imola. With the curse. Because we end off, Shem Nitzmas, because if you did have this Nus, Yoveh B'chod, then you should get the curse. So Amar Rabbi said here, Ola L'chuda Kaima. Or Shvua L'chuda Kaima. In this case, you're like saying two separate things. One has nothing to do with the other. You're saying a Shvua by itself, and then you're saying the curse by itself. That's not called a Shvua that has a curse with it. Like you're first making a swear that you did not do this Nus. And then you're telling her, but you should know if you did do this Nus, you're going to get a curse. So that's not Pshat. We want a case. What's the Lashon that you have the swearing with the Allah, with the curse together? Here you're giving me two separate things, a curse. And then the Shavua, that's not what I want. Say Allah, my Rav. Rav says like this, this is the Lashon that we tell her. Mashpieni Yolecha, we're making you swear. The Kohen tells the Isha. Shem Nitzmas, that if you did this Nus, Yavoyu Becho, that then the curse should come upon you. Some Rav Asher, said is also no good. Olo Ika, Shavua Lech, if so, like you're only telling her the curses. Where's the Shavua? In this Lashon, you don't have any Shavua. So Drashi, Shavua Lech, Al Isha, on the lady yourself. You have to make her swear. Here you're just telling her, like, if you did this nus, you're going to get the curses. So where's the case? You have a shavua with the yolo. Elo Amar Rav Asher. Rav Asher says like this. The lashon is what you have to tell her is, Mashbieni Yolech, I want you to swear. Shaloi Nitmas, that you did not do this nus. V'yim Nitmas Yavol B'cho. We say straight. Rav Asher says, the Gemara says, and if you did do this nus, you get the curse. Rashi, Mashbieni Olecha Shon Nitmas, Nitmas Yivam Becho. Mashbieni Olecha, I'm making you swear now, Sheyemes, that it should be true what you're saying. Shloi Nitmas, but Yim Nitmas, if you did do this Nus, Yivoy Becho Mayim. The Kaim is Shu Al Isha, Shloi Nitmas, Viola, Shetichol. That the Shu is going on both parts. The Shu is going upon the Isha now, she's like swearing that she's saying the truth. And the Shavua, the swearing, is also going upon the Allah, upon the curse. Like the Kohen is swearing now that if you did do this Nus, you should know, then the curse will come upon you. Then the Mishnah says, Amahi Omeris Amen Amen. At the end, the Pasha says that the Isha has to answer back, Amen Amen. means the Kohen speaks out the Shavua, that is like making the Isha swear. The Kohen speaks out the Shavua for the Isha, and the Isha does not have to repeat the Shavua. She only has to say Amen. Amen means yes, like it's true. She's accepting upon herself the Shavua, and Kolayna Amen is Kilu. She set out the Shavua herself. So it's considered like she herself also made the Shavua. So now, when she says Amen, Amen, what is she saying it? Like the Pasuk says two times. So what's this meaning of two Amens? So Gemara says, really what she's saying Amen for is a few things. Amen Allah, that she's accepting upon herself the curse. Amen Allah Shavua, she's accepting upon herself the swearing. Amen mi is there, she's swearing that he should not have znus from this man that they're choshed from. Like we have the Baila, like the husband gave a kinui, warned her, stay away from this man. And later they found her together with that man, so we are afraid that maybe they live together. So she has to swear, no, I did not live with this man, and Amen Mishacher. She also has to swear, like she says Amen, that she did not live with any other man besides the husband. And Amen Shloishatisi Arusa. So the husband now has a right to make a swear to him also that she did not live with another man even before Nisuyin, when they only had an Erisim, when they only had Kedushin. Or Nisuyah. Who then he could also make a shrua that she did not swear since she was a nesuya. So Rashi says this is Ayidei Gilgal shrua. This is the aside of a Gilgal shrua. That means Gilgal means a cause to another one. That is, once she has to swear once, we can cause her to swear other things also. Even though by erisin you didn't warn her yet. Is Mikan, here's the proof of Gilgal shrua menatayra. This is the proof that there is such a aside. In other words, let's say somebody's moedim makes us. I say you owe me money, and you agree you owe me 50%. So Allah is, you have to swear me the Raisa. Once you have to swear, I have a right to say, I want you also to swear that you don't owe me this, you don't owe me that, you don't owe me this. Even though like this, I can't make you swear. But once you have to make a shur anyway, Gilgal means I have a right to cause you to swear other things also. Like here, the husband is making his wife swear that she did not live with this man after I warned her, that after Nisuyin. But I have a right now to make her swear to me that she did not live with another man even before the Nisuyin, B'shas Erisin. Even though we only had Kedushin, we weren't living together, and the husband did not warn her yet, still he could make us swear. That's the aside of Gilgal Shavua. That's another Amen. That's what she's answering to. Right. So another thing also is Shomeris Yavam. So husband now, if he was a Yavam, in the case, let's say that he had a brother that was first married to